B-Pod Studios.
It's 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705. If you got something to say, hit us up on that line. Leave us a message. We may get your message to the big show and make you a big timer. Let's see what we have.
So how are you fools talking about Ben Simmons for Chris Paul? Even they had to give Chris Paul in four or five years worth of first-round picks just to get Russell Westbrook. And you want to give up Simmons for Chris Paul, whether it be straight up or even two or three first-round picks, that's just asinine. All right, so all you idiots look like fools now. So you have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, Oklahoma City would give up Chris Paul for Ben Simmons. Straight up?
He's saying that's bad value for Ben.
Bad value for Ben.
Yeah, like he's saying, Sixers fans, you can get more than Chris Paul if you were to put Ben Simmons on the market.
Oh, sure.
I quote Andy McPhail when he talked about growing the arms and buying the bat. Phillies haven't used the first round pick in the last 5 years to draft a pitcher. Plus, where are we buying these bats? What bats have we bought? It just goes to show you how much of an idiot this guy is. He is an idiot, as is his other two stooges.
This guy has the same call every week on Sound Off about hating Clentac McPhail. It's amazing.
You're sticking up for Kapler for some reason.
I don't know why.
When the guy stinks as a manager, but let's see what happens these next seven games. 3 Washington, 4 with the Dodgers. Let's see just what happens there and see if you're sticking up for him. Come next Friday.
The manager will have had nothing to do with it. It's a lack of talent that hurts the Phillies, not the manager. But man, wait, you must be the angriest man in Hazleton. Do they have an award for that? My man's Mr. Angry.
Shake Milton is too slow to play point guard, and Raul Neto stinks. The Sixers need to play Josh Richardson at backup point guard for the 12 minutes, and he'll play 20 minutes as the starting two. He played point guard last year for Miami, and he played a lot of point in college. This way, you can add Zaire and Thibault to the bench rotation.
I mean, listen, that's an option that they have, but he wasn't that successful playing it last year. So it's, there's no need. This is where Livingston comes in. This is, again, like the known and the unknown right now.
We have a chance to start the second half off on the right foot. We see that Aaron Nola's kind of rounding into shape. We're putting Pivetta on the mound. Can you maybe break this down as to why this makes sense? Like what Gabe is thinking here? Because I got to believe that Aaron Nola's not happy. And a lot of the guys on the team are wondering, what the hell is he doing?
You know, Aaron Nola's not unhappy with it. He gets an extra day rest. That's the only thing they're trying to do with Aaron Nola. I probably would have pitched him in this game. But he's gone tomorrow, right?
Yeah, and he was going to have to pitch in the series anyway. Pivetta, you can't avoid Pivetta right now with the state of the other rotation.
You're going to pitch Pivetta against Corbin. It's still a mismatch.
I need your advice. I have Serena Williams at 8-1 to win Wimbledon. So I stand to win $8,000. But the woman she's playing, Simona Halep, is plus 156 for the match. Should I fire away on her as well? I don't know what to do. I need your expertise.
Simona Halep is a pretty good player.
I might do that.
You might middle it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because Serena has been different in the finals because it's in her head that she can break that all-time record. And I think that's weighing on her more than her opponent. It doesn't seem to matter who she's playing. It's history that she's having trouble beating.
Halep is a former number one, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Middle it.
If you have music for the Ben Simmons shot,
TV show, the music should definitely be the Benny Hill theme song.
See, that's not right. I was thinking something more orchestral. Like maybe Tears for Fears.
It's a pretty good mouth siren. My favorite is when he would go around and treat the girls and they would all go around the tree together.
Yeah, I wanted a Benny Hill guy. I like that silly UK nonsense.
You would.
Time's running out on your two championships by the year 2020. Phillies have got no shot. Flyers got no shot. Sixers don't have no shot. And the Eagles, this is the you fools. Is what you think you're going to get with the Eagles. You guys are funny.
Jealousy. Sounds like jealous call. Is that the okay guy?
Yeah.
Why can't the Sixers win? Like, what? You know, what are you kidding me? The Sixers can absolutely win.
I'm an Italian from South Philly, and to qualify that even further, I grew up in the Italian market. Not only should Mike Missanelli's Italian card be pulled from him, but maybe his humanity card should be pulled for putting meatballs on mashed potatoes. Not only would my super Metagon friends do that, but I don't know anyone in this country that would do that.
It was a delectable treat, but I countered last night because I boiled up some pappardelle and put the meatballs and the sauce on the pappardelle.
My favorite pasta.
There you go. Nice thick noodle. Yes, I had the pasta with the meatballs last night. No potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off, 610-771-9705. Have a great weekend, everybody. The Fanatics Baseball Show's up next with Andrew Salchus. We actually have baseball tonight. Good weekend. Good trip. Good life. Talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.